This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh, live from the G. Widener Plumbing Studios. Oh, it's always a fun time.
Hey, Steve, I got a question for you.
Yes.
You remember y'all, you and Joe and all y'all at the radio station had y'all barbecue?
Yes.
When Brett went to the people in purple. Now, if Rogers leave, what would that barbecue
I don't think there will be one. It all depends how it goes down. If it goes down the way that Favre did and the chaos that ensued with Brett, then there might be. But I know you would have me a good answer. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen because I think I just got a feeling if Aaron leaves at this point, people aren't going to blame him. I think that's how this is going to play out.
Topic. Write that down. We're doing that this week.
Yeah, I don't think he will leave, just to be clear. But
No, we're going to say if he left.
But we have a close personal friend joining us coming up to start the next hour. Jordy Nelson, Packers legend, will join us coming up next hour to start Jordy Nelson will join us coming
up. Joe.
Again, 10-year Super Bowl anniversary. We do it each and every Tuesday at the top of the next hour. So Jordy Nelson, again, coming up. Top of next hour. Tell your friends, tell your family members that Jordy Nelson is coming up. And you should probably do the same thing right now because we got this superstar here.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Ryan Wood, our own superstar, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Ryan, your thoughts on all of the to-do about Aaron Rodgers' post-game comments on Sunday?
I thought it was pretty blown out of proportion, but I could be wrong. No one knows. No one knows. It's one sentence in a 15-minute post-game news conference that everyone is dissecting. And it's, for me, I guess why it didn't faze me is because I've heard this several times since April. It's nothing new. He said it before the conference championship game. He said it after clinching the one seed in Chicago. He said it at midseason. He said this before. He's as much as he has seemed to enjoy this season, as well as he's played, what happened in April still happened in April. That never changed. So his future with this team never became more apparent, more clear. There was never more clarity as he started playing at an MVP level again. So it's not a surprise that he would say that his future is uncertain, because it's uncertain. Make of that what you will. Clearly, with his cap situation, the future proration makes him very easy to release after the 2021 season. He will enter this season as very much a lame duck if you look at the structure. Would he like more proration to make him more difficult to release after 2021, ensuring him more security? Just like any head coach, yeah, I'm sure that he would. Do the Packers have to do that? No, they don't. Is Aaron Rodgers going to retire after speaking for years and years and years about playing till he was 40, after only having one Super Bowl and being so close four times in the last 7 years? I have Oceanside property to sell you in Kansas, if you believe that.
How much it costs?
I don't see that happening. So at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is someone that he doesn't speak out of turn. He knows he's very, very careful with his words. I'm sure that there's some desire to spur the Packers into some action with the contract, but it's not a surprise. I don't know. It didn't faze me, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you on that. I think emotions probably got the best of him in the interview, but I just thought that if he wants to put some water on his fire, because there is some, I thought maybe he would come out today on the McAfee show and just squash that, but doesn't appear that he's going to show on that. And so that lends itself to maybe this offseason of maybe people questioning if he does, in fact, want more money, or if he does, in fact, wants to get out of Green Bay. That was being pondered around yesterday by some of the talking heads. And so I don't know. I just feel like you've got a lot of other players that you do need to sign. So that's always there. I mean, I don't even know why he said that. The team does change every year. I don't know why that really had to be said. So to me, that's why I felt like it was more emotion than anything else.
It sounded to me like a guy that, and I tweeted it at the time, and again, I could be wrong. I don't think anyone.
Yeah, we all
really
could
knows.
Be wrong. Yeah.
No,
we're
always
we're
right.
All, we're all speculating off one sentence.
Correct. So I guess my question would be, does he need to come out and just put this to rest?
Clearly,
if he wants to.
Right.
I mean, if he wants to, then yeah. If he doesn't want to, then no. That's totally Aaron Rodgers' call. The ball's in his court there. He's no dummy. He knows what's being said. So if he wants to, sure. If not, then no. But to me, it did sound like a guy who, I mean, he said it himself. That was a gutting loss. And it's amazing how, not that we've forgotten about what happened Sunday, but how quickly we've kind of started focusing on the future. That psychologically, I don't know how I don't know where this Packers team goes from here. I mean, it's almost a Pavlovian-type thing with these NFC Championship game losses. And the worst part about this one, and I'm not saying that this one was worse than what happened in Seattle. You're 5 minutes from the Super Bowl, 2 minutes from the Super Bowl, onside kick. But in Seattle, in Atlanta, in San Francisco, they could always say, yeah, but, right? They could always say, yeah, but get this game in Green Bay. Get it at Lambeau Field. Get it on the Tundra. Get a warm-weather team here. Yeah. Then see what happens. And they lost anyway. So when Aaron Rodgers says that it was gutting, this is what he always wanted his entire career. You could sense it in the past few weeks. He was sure this team was going to the Super Bowl. I think we all were, right? Like, I was sure. I'm stunned that they lost this game.
Me too.
I really am. If I'm stunned, Aaron Rodgers, it's gutting for a reason. He sounded to me like a quarterback who knew that his best chance at returning to the Super Bowl had just gone by the wayside. He's very, very aware of the cap situation across the league. He's been on those panels with the CBA negotiations. He knows that the Packers have some very difficult free agency decisions to make, and that it's almost unfathomable to consider that the tough decisions that this team has to make going forward is not going to lead to a lesser roster in 2021. So to have that best chance wasted, to know that the next year's team is probably not going to be as good as this year's team, that's got to be tough. That's got to be tough in the moment.
Steve, give me a quick reset so we give our platinum guest his due.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on the Wendy's Big Show, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios on the Big Show Radio Network. Back to you, Leroy.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Homework time, Woody. You know, I like to give you some homework, and I'm going to concentrate on the exit interview. Okay? That's why I want you to focus your energy. Find out, did he do his exit interview? Because if I know I was coming back, I never did, though. Coach would just call me, okay, see you next year. But the free agents, they never go to him either. So it's kind of like, which, because in those exit interviews, the one that I did go to, Ryan, the coach tells you, you know, you had a great year, you know, blah, 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 let's work on this, I'll see you next year. If I was getting an extension, coach would say, listen, I'm pulling for you, but, you know, I don't do contracts, but I want you back. Those are the conversations you have. Find out, did he do his exit interview? There's your answer. Because otherwise, why would Murphy even say anything that we're not idiots if we don't bring him back?
Yeah, I hadn't considered that. That's a great point. You know, whenever Matt LaFleur talks this week, it's going to be interesting, right? On one hand,
there you go.
There's the quarterback situation. On the other hand, there's the defensive coordinator situation.
There you go again.
That's where I would like to go with this, Ryan, quickly here.
Yeah, let's get to the other element.
That's what I was waiting for anyhow, so you just let me right into it. So, I mean, if you look at the overall defensive numbers and where they ranked, where were they, 11th, 12th, somewhere, wherever
ninth,
they were in that,
thing.
Yeah,
total
somewhere defense. In that area, right?
Yeah.
Then they don't play well in the first half of the game they lost, but they get three picks against a Hall of Famer in Tom Brady in the second half. To the point to where your coach has enough faith in your defensive coordinator and his guys to not go for that touchdown and kick a field goal. I think Pettine comes back.
Boy, that was a terrible, terrible play call at the end of the half. Leroy, we haven't been able to connect. You tell me because you understand cover. Like what was that? I have no idea.
That's why guys do the prevent. And people say, don't do prevent. It prevents you from winning. You save guys from themselves. Put him back there 30 yards deep and put another guy underneath him, and you got 2-1. Your odds are better.
How you don't do two shell? I mean, man to man is one thing, but how you don't do two shell in that situation? How you go one high in that situation? I'll never understand that. But with that said, and so... Yeah. Yeah, when Matt LaFleur says it was the wrong call, it's kind of like saying it's really cold in January. Like, it was obviously the wrong call. Like, that's an obvious statement. To me, and this is not if Matt LaFleur believes Mike Pettine is not the right defense coordinator for this team, he should make a change. It's a much more macro decision than this. But to me, the thing that Matt LaFleur could do to make his decision to kick the field goal even more indefensible than it already is would be to fire Mike Pettine, because then you're literally taking the ball out of your MVP's hands with a chance to tie the game and putting the season into your defensive coordinator's hands. And I understand that the Packers defense needed to make a stop regardless, either way. But you tell me, what is more likely to have happened? This Packers defense stopping Tom Brady from getting into field goal range with 2 minutes left, or from getting a first down? Those are not the same things. He was always getting a first down. Tom Brady's getting a first down in that situation. That's what made that decision so bad. If it's Jared Goff, okay. Tom Brady's getting a first down. He might not get into field goal range. So the degree of difficulty that you placed in Mike Pettine's hands is substantially higher by kicking the field goal instead of going for the tied game. And then to turn around and to have placed that type of trust into a defense coordinator that you have so little confidence and trust in, that you then go ahead and fire him, that's illogical.
That's good stuff there, Ryan.
He is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on. There's a lot more to dive into about that game. We'll do that again coming up on Thursday.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Right, he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
I got to remind him, Steve, to ask that question. Did you meet with Aaron Rodgers in the exit interview, and did he express any of these concerns to you, Coach? And be quiet and let him answer. And your colleague, follow up with it. Don't go off into this other lane you're trying to be, create a headline. No.
Trying to be.
Stay where you're supposed to stay together and get the answer you want so we can move on.
Have you been wronged by a bad breakfast? Get the breakfast you deserve with Wendy's. 2 for $4. Pick 2 of these fresh-made breakfast sammies for just $4. The honey butter chicken biscuit, classic sausage, egg, and cheese, or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Justice is served. Offer valid for limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.